Remember that big political dust-up over teacher health benefits at the end of the last legislative session? Well, get ready for a replay in 2018. Because as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Governor Phil Scott says he will once again be asking lawmakers to create a statewide contract for teacher health insurance plans.
Phil Scott spent the final weeks of the last legislative session pushing for an overhaul of the process that's used to negotiate teacher health benefits. He lost the battle then, but when the Republican governor resumes his campaign next year, he'll carry some new ammunition with him. And here's why. A special commission that was created to study the teacher health issue has recommended that the state proceed with Scott's plan. Right now, teachers negotiate things like premium share and out-of-pocket expenses at the district level with their local school boards. Scott, though, wants those negotiations to take place at the state level, and he claims the state could save $26 million a year by doing so. While Scott couldn't convince Democratic lawmakers to go along with this plan, he did get them to agree to create a commission to study the proposal. And in a 6-3 vote, the 9-member panel says a statewide teacher health contract is the right way to go. Here's David Provost, the chairman of the Vermont Educational Health Benefits Commission.
If we are going to achieve a health benefit program for our K through 12 teachers that is consistent and equitable across districts, across employee type, that will be a lot easier to achieve at a statewide level rather than district by district.
Darren Allen is the communications director for the Vermont NEA, which is one of the biggest opponents of the governor's plan. Allen says the public ought to take the commission's findings with a grain of salt.
Well, here's the stunning news, that a commission comprised mostly of appointees of the governor and those who supported his plan came out in support of his plan.
It's true that supporters of the governor's proposal, or people that were appointed by him, occupied a majority of the commission slots, though it's notable that Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash's pick for the panel did side with the majority. Allen says the governor's plan would undermine the integrity of the collective bargaining system in Vermont, and he says local boards have, for the most part, successfully negotiated health contracts since the legislature adjourned back in June.
This notion that somehow local boards aren't smart enough to negotiate is absurd on its face. The vast majority of them have been able to do so.
Scott, though, is poised to make another push for his plan in 2018. In a statement, he said he plans to ask the legislature to institute the commission's recommendations. Scott says taxpayer savings are the main reason to move forward with his plan. Interestingly, though, the commission said it couldn't document any evidence that the proposal would lower overall health care costs for teachers. In fact, the commission says that Vermont might actually have to spend slightly more money on negotiations in the first couple years as it transitions to a statewide bargaining framework. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.